2000. It will be a fun evening right here at Harry Center at the park. Get your ticket to 1888.com or pay the floor. If you have a Nissan Black Pathfinder, license plate New York HYH3334, we just need you guys to move that ASAP to block a couple of P's. Black Nissan Pathfinder, please move your car ASAP. Grazie.
It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-1. Line down the left field line in the air. Murphy over to the corner. Tanner reaches out, dives, and made the catch. Soaring through the sky.
1-0.
swing and a drive. Deep to left field. Ramirez to the berm. Grand slam home run. The Brooklyn Cyclones take a 9-7 lead.
First toss. Breaking ball clobbered. Deep to left field. Out to the wall. Gone.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Good evening, everybody. A happy Thursday afternoon to you. Welcome inside Heritage Financial Park in gorgeous Wappingers Falls, New York. And game number 3 of our 6-game series featuring your Brooklyn Cyclones and the homestanding Hudson Valley Renegades. Getting you ready for first pitch, Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones pregame show. Brooklyn snapped a 4-game losing streak on Wednesday morning and afternoon, a resounding 7-2 victory over the Renegades. Chase Estep got the party started, had 3 RBI on the day, but a 2-run triple in the second put Brooklyn on the board after Hudson Valley tied it in the fourth on an error and a Ben Cowles RBI single. Jalen Palmer put Brooklyn ahead for good in the sixth inning, an infield base hit and a throwing error allowed a couple of runs to score. William Lugo had a marvelous game yesterday, reached base 3 times, had a season-high 2 base hits. And how about the pitching for Brooklyn yesterday? Did not allow an earned run during the course of yesterday's contest. Blade Tidwell, 5 innings, gave up 2 unearned runs, walked a career-high 5, but struck out 8 and did a marvelous job with runners on base, limiting the damage and giving his team an opportunity to win. And he earned the first win of his professional career in yesterday's ball game. And the bullpen was a big reason why he was able to do that. Daniel Juarez, Paul Gervais, 4 shutout and 2-hit innings for Brooklyn to close out the victory. 6 strikeouts from the two of them. They have been 2 of the most consistent and outstanding relief pitchers that the Cyclones have had throughout the course of this season. As for Hudson Valley, not a ton of offensive firepower in yesterday's ballgame. Spencer Henson scored 1 of the runs. Ben Cowles reached base 4 times in the ballgame yesterday for the Yankees affiliate. William Lugo playing some of his best baseball as of late. We mentioned the great game he had yesterday. 4-game hitting streak coming in to Thursday has also reached in 6 straight games, dating back to the doubleheader against Wilmington last Wednesday, a 158 wins runs created plus in that span. One of the big analytical stats that front offices, especially the Mets, are going to look at. And how about Kevin Parada continuing to gradually get better and better and more comfortable at the plate as this season has gone along in the month of May, tied for the league lead in extra base hits. He is also tied for 2nd in the league in double. And just an impressive turn for Parada as of late. He'll serve as the DH this evening for the Cyclones. And talking about Daniel Juarez, we're running out of accolades and descriptors to try and formulate to you just how dominant he has been. Since June the 22nd of last year, has not allowed an earned run in 24 outings, spanning 28 and a third innings. No pitcher in minor league baseball has yielded fewer earned runs in that many innings throughout the course of that tenure that is spanning now almost 11 full months, dating back to Juarez's time in the Florida State League. Cameron Foster makes a start for Brooklyn tonight. 0-3 mark, a 6.2 ERA, but a lot of that ballooning from a tough outing against Aberdeen on May the 5th. Last time out against Wilmington, 5 shutout innings, tied a career high with 6 strikeouts. For Hudson Valley, it'll be the right-hander Zach Messenger, the organization's number 22 prospect, according to MLB.com. Messenger been very consistent this year. An 0-1 record, but an ERA just a hair above 2. Pitched against Aberdeen. That was last Thursday. Gave up 2 runs, 1 earned in 5 innings. Has given up exactly 1 earned run in each of his last three starts and has allowed one earned or fewer in five of his six outings so far this season. We'll take a break here on the pregame show, but when we come back, we will take a look at tonight's starting lineups and continue getting you ready for first pitch. Cyclones and Renegades have split the first two games of this series. We'll have game three coming up in a matter of moments on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Thanks so much for tuning into this.
Pre-game show not quite done just yet. Justin Rock with you here on the Cyclones Radio Network, getting you ready for our 6:05 scheduled first pitch between the Cyclones and the Renegades, Yankees and Mets in South Atlantic League Baseball. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First for your Brooklyn Cyclones, put together by their skipper Chris Newell. Cesar Berbessi back atop the order. He'll play second base tonight. Kevin Parada gets the half day off. He will serve as the DH. Batting third in left field is Alex Ramirez. William Lugo in the cleanup spot tonight, he will bat fourth and be the shortstop. Jalen Palmer is in center, hitting fifth. Omar De Los Santos, a four-game hitting streak coming into play today. He will bat sixth and be in right field. Drake Osborne makes his first start of the series. He'll bat seventh and be behind the dish. Mateo Gil back over to third base tonight. He will hit eighth. And Joe Swazi, who had the afternoon off yesterday, will bat ninth over at first. Cameron Foster, the 24-year-old, will get the ball on the mound for Brooklyn tonight. And this is the Renegades starting lineup he'll go up against, put together by their manager, Sergio Sato. Spencer Jones gets the half day off. He'll lead off and DH. Alexander Vargas, who was scratched from Hudson Valley's lineup on Tuesday, back in today, batting second at shortstop. Aaron Polensky homered in the opening game of the series. He'll bat third and left. Rafael Flores back behind the plate cleaning up. Spencer Henson is at first base in the five spot. Grant Richardson, center fielder, makes his first start of the series, batting sixth in center. Ben Cowles made starts at shortstop the last 2 days. He'll be back at third, hitting in the seventh spot. Aldenny Sanchez will bat eighth. He is in right field. And Luis Santos also makes his first start of the series. He'll bat ninth and play second base with the right-hander Zach Messenger on the hill. Right now here in Wappingers Falls at New York, Not quite as warm as it was for the opening game of the series. A little bit warmer than it was yesterday. 64 degrees right now. Real feel at 66 in the sunshine. 7 mile per hour wind gusts to the north. Cyclone players were having mixed feelings about the way the wind was blowing during batting practice today, whether or not it was going to play to their advantage or not. But blue skies up above, not a cloud seen across the horizon, looking off to our right. And the hills of Bear Mountain, got a water tower high above the trees beyond the right center field wall. Nice crowd still filing in on this Thursday night. And a beautiful sight to see for Cyclone fans. A lot of Mets uniforms in attendance here today by fans. A lot of Mets uniforms, a lot of Mets caps, a lot of Mets gear. As the Amazons faithful making their way out to Heritage Financial Park to take in the future Mets as the Cyclones look to continue with their winning ways this evening against Hudson Valley. Take a look around the league tonight, let you know what the schedule is looking like. Hickory and Rome played this morning at 11 a.m. Rome, a 4-3 winner over the Crawdads in that ball game. Everything else coming up after this one gets underway. 6:35, Jersey Shore will host Wilmington. Kyle Luckum goes up against Matt Osterberg. Greensboro is in Asheville taking on the Tourists. Also at 6:35, Anthony Solometto, Jersey kid, will go against the Tourists. A.J. Bluebaugh. Aberdeen is in Winston-Salem at 7 o'clock tonight. Everyone been talking about Jackson Holliday's continued tear at the plate for the Iron Birds. And Bowling Green is in Greenville tonight, starting at 7:05. Juan Daniel Encarnacion will get the ball for the drive. Mets affiliate scoreboard for today. A bunch of games already final. Mets a 3-2 winner over the Rays. Nice way to bounce back and close out that series after the amazing heroics from last night. You bet we're going to be talking about that during the broadcast today. It was so much fun watching that last night. The kids getting it done from the newest of the youngsters and Mark Vientos, and former Cyclone Francisco Alvarez, to guy who's, I guess you can call him a chiseled veteran at this point, made his debut in 2019 with Pete Alonso, the walk-off winner. So much fun watching that last night. So happy to see the youngsters coming up through the organization. Had many arguments back in the day with one of my good buddies who works at WFAN about, you know, the Mets have developed pitchers throughout the entirety of their tenure as an organization since 1962, but hadn't developed enough offensive talent. You mentioned Darryl Strawberry, you mentioned David Wright, but outside of that, a lot of arguments and wasn't enough. Well, I think between those three guys who hit homers last night, Brett Beatty, and the crop of youngsters still channeling through the Mets minor league system, including in this lineup right here in Brooklyn, the offensive firepower being developed by the Amazons now, and it's going to be continually great to see how they impact the big league club in years to come. Triple A Syracuse also played this afternoon. They came away with a 5-4 win in Norfolk against the Tides. Carlos Cortez, former Cyclone, had a couple of ribbies in that ball game. You love to see that. Double A Binghamton will play at 6:35 tonight in New Hampshire. Former Cyclone Mike Vassell will get the start for the Rumble Ponies, and Single A St. Lucie will get underway just a few moments behind us as well. They will be at home against the Palm Beach Cardinals at 6:10. Saul Garcia will make the start for the St. Lucie Mets. Hudson Valley Renegades beginning to take the field here at Heritage Financial Park. They're back in the Navy alternates today. Brooklyn will rock the road grays with Navy sleeves. And Chris Newell's club, Chris standing on the front step just outside the dugout, shoulder to shoulder with the top prospect on this team, Kevin Parada. Talked about this a bunch throughout the course of the season. It's been really fun to watch that relationship between Parada and Newell develop. Parada, a very cerebral young man, and it goes to show, kid's a Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket, one of the best academic schools this country has to offer. And great to see Parada having that relationship with his coaching staff. It'll be fun to continue watching him develop this summer and for the many years to come for the Mets. We'll take a break. When we come back, first pitch between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. Yankees and Mets in South Atlantic League Baseball coming up on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the 3rd inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster.
Yes!
With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Welcome back to Heritage Financial Park. Sun shining, and we're just about ready for baseball. Game 3 of the 6-game series as the Brooklyn Cyclones and Hudson Valley Renegades get ready to square off on this Thursday night. Zach Messenger warming up on the mound. Another quick look at the Brooklyn starting nine tonight. Cesar Berbessi leads off at second. Kevin Parada is the DH in the two spot. Alex Ramirez batting third in left field. William Lugo, the shortstop, will clean up. Batting fifth and playing center field is Jalen Palmer. Omar De Los Santos, the right fielder in the six hole. Drake Osborne will bat seventh behind the plate. Mateo Gil, the third baseman, hits eighth. And Joe Swazi rounds out the order batting ninth. He is over at first base. Cyclones did have a roster move earlier today. Doesn't affect the active roster. Catcher Oscar Campos reinstated off the development list and transferred it to AAA Syracuse. Messenger just about ready on the bump. And Cesar Berbessi is striding it to the plate. Berbessi coming into the day hitting at .224, no homers, and 4 RBI. Messenger will work from the first base side of the mound. He winds. His first pitch of the night is a fastball on the inside corner at 89. And we are underway at 6:10 Eastern Time. Messenger from the belt is 0-1. A Berbessi takes down and in. It's 1-1. Cesar made the start at shortstop on Tuesday, did not play last night, was 1-for-3 with a run scored and a walk. Tall righties 1-1. And Berbessi laid on an elevated heater at 91. And the count moves to 1-2. Messenger, the right-hander, 6'6", 240 pounds, 23 years old from Chandler, Indiana. Yankees' 13th round pick 2 years ago out of a hard ground ball through the right side for a base hit. Just to the left of the second baseman, Santos. Cesar Berbessi with a well-stung single to right. First hit of the game for Brooklyn and the leadoff man on. As I was going to say, Messenger out of the University of Virginia. So one on and nobody out. That'll bring up the designated hitter, Kevin Parada. Parada hitting at 255, three homers, 11 RBIs, and an 802 OPS. And the first pitch from Messenger is a fastball low. It's 1-0. Parada 1-for-4 in last night's victory, scored a couple of runs and doubled. 3-for-9 in this series with a couple of extra base hits. Messenger works from the first base side of the mound. From the stretch, a long wait. Runner breaks from first, the 1-0 inside. The throw down is second by Flores offline. Towards the first base side, a second did the toss go. Berbessi nearly overslid the bag. Well, it did keep his toes on it. And Cesar in scoring position as the count runs to 2-0 on Parada. And for Berbessi, that'll be his fourth stolen base in six tries this year. Right now in Hudson Valley, very cool and calm weather-wise. As time called at home plate. 62 degrees right now in Wappingers Falls. Real feel in the sunshine at 61. 8 mile per hour wind gusts to the south. Messenger looks towards second base. Sets at the belt, now the 2-0. And Parada laid on an elevated fastball. It is 2 balls and 1 strike. Messenger on the season for Hudson Valley off to a strong start, making his 7th start of the year. 0-1, a 2.03 ERA. The 2-1, and Parada swings through a slider down. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Messenger just 21 hits allowed in 31 innings, 11 walks, 38 strikeouts, a 189 opponent average. No decision in his last start against Aberdeen. That was a week ago. 2 runs, 1 earned on 4 hits in 5 innings. Here's the 2-2, and Parada takes down and away. It's a full count. Messenger has given up 1 earned or fewer in each of his last 3 starts and has done so and 5 of his 6 starts total this year. Joe Vasile, the voice of the Renegades, referring to Messenger as consistent as any pitcher Hudson Valley has had this season. The payoff pitch, and Parada fouls it back. And the count remains full at 3-2. Parada continuing his strong play in the month of May. Look towards second, the payoff pitch, and Parada takes inside and low for ball 4. So a single from Berbessi, a walk to Parada, and the Cyclones have 2 on, nobody out in the top half of the first inning for Alex Ramirez. Ramirez, 0-for-5 yesterday, struck out 4 times, did reach on an error in the ninth. Hitting at 252 on the season, 2 homers, 17 batted in. As a 667 OPS. Righty against righty. And Ramirez takes in by his kneecaps. It is 1-0. Ramirez having a tough road trip. Just 1-4 his last 14 going back to Saturday. And 5-for-26 throughout the entire road trip. Did hit a long home run to right center in the opening game of this series on Tuesday. 2-1, nobody out. Messenger's 1-0. And Ramirez looks at a breaking ball in for strike one. Messenger, four-seam, two-seam fastball, slider, and changeup. Fastball generally in the lower to mid-90s, averaging around 93 last season with single-A Tampa. A 1-1. And Ramirez thought about it. Stays away from the sweeping slider. And it's two balls and one strike. Messenger not ranked in the top 30 Yankees prospects by Baseball America, but deemed their number 22 farmhand by MLB.com. Like tonight started for Brooklyn, Cameron Foster, predominantly a reliever in college. As Ramirez fouls it back, it is 2-2. Virginia made just four starts during his final campaign in 2021 and 11 total out of 51 career appearances. Two on, nobody out. Scoreless game in the first. Here's the 2-2. And Ramirez, a big bouncing ball, will roll foul up the third base line. And it stays at two balls and two strikes. There is a goose on the field in right center field. All right. Don't know if Ramirez reaches. They'll play duck, duck, goose around the bases. Might have to at this point. The 2-2 pitch. Ramirez a line drive. That one's going to stay fair down the left field line, rolling all the way to the wall. Berbessi scores. Parada will stop at third. All the way to second with a TD Bank double is Alex Ramirez. 97.6 miles an hour off the bat. An RBI two-base hit for Rami, and the Cyclones have a 1-0 first-inning lead. Fifth double, 18th RBI on the year for Ramirez. That TD Bank double brought to you by their double-up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. So Alex Ramirez starting the game red hot, and Brooklyn with second and third, still nobody out, leading by one. Ramirez wasting no time. Turning that 0 for 5 yesterday into a big start to the game today. Chasing that goose around the outfield. Right now, Aldenis Sanchez stalking behind him. And the goose refusing to leave the actual playing surface. Now stationed immediately down the right field line. So second and third, nobody out. The mound visit is over. William Lugo, the hitter, and he swings and misses at a slider. It is 0-1. Lugo reached base three times yesterday, including a pair of base hits. Some fan yelling out, hey, Renegades might need to have a challenge with Rascal, new mascot. And now time called in home plate. Messenger comes ready now, the 0-1. And Lugo takes a front door slider for a strike at the knees. And the count now quickly 0-2. Lugo hitting at 213 on the year, 10 for 47, no homers, 3 RBI. But has reached in 6 straight and has a 4-game hitting streak. Here's the 0-2. And Lugo stays away, down and away. It is 1-2. Lugo yesterday is also hit by a pitch, scored a couple of runs, and stole a base. That's number 26 prospect by MLB.com. Holds that bat back behind his head, the 1-2. And Lugo takes the fastball on the inside corner for strike three. Hit the bottom inside quadrant. And Lugo down on strikes for the first out of the game. Good spot for Messenger. Lugo not happy at the call. It looked like it clipped the zone. And there is second and third, one out. And the infield will come in as Jalen Palmer steps in. Palmer, an RBI infield single yesterday, was 1-for-4. Scored a couple of times. And the Canarsie native takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Palmer hitting at 202 on the year, a homer, 10 batted in, a 625 OPS. 5-for-26 during the road trip. Messenger comes set. Now the 0-1. And Palmer takes another strike on the outside corner. It's 0-2. Goose has moved its way in front of the right fielder. Sanchez working towards right center. Reminds me of, I think it was Coco Crisp who had a walk-off winner. Something like that in Cleveland where there's a flock of seagulls or something in center field. The 0-2 pitch outside and low gets away from Flores to his left. But no advancer by the runner. It's 1-2. Defensively behind Messenger this evening, left to right in the outfield, Aaron Polensky, Grant Richardson, and Aldenis Sanchez. Third to first around the horn, it is Ben Cowles, Alexander Vargas, Luis Santos, and Spencer Henson, with Jalen Palmer doing the catching behind home plate. Parada at third, Ramirez at second. Here's the 1-2. And Palmer, a line drive to right, back into his left. Sanchez, over the shoulder, makes the running grab in front of the warning track. Tagging and going to score is Parada. Ramirez, a late break for third, and he's thrown out. Ramirez was caught too far off the second base bag, tried to scamper back and tag and move to third. But Sanchez to Santos to Cowles. And a double play ends the inning. The run should count. And as far as we know, Brooklyn has a 2-0 lead at the end of the half. Brooklyn 2, Cyclones coming to bat. Or rather, the Renegades coming to bat on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
We have no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, the goose has been caught by the Hudson Valley grounds crew. That run did count on the sack fly to right by Jalen Palmer. Brooklyn a 2-0 lead as he moved to the bottom of the first. A quick look again at Hudson Valley starting nine. Jones, Vargas, Polensky at the top. Flores, Henson, Richardson at the heart with Cowles, Sanchez, and Santos rounding out the Hudson Valley starting nine. Cameron Foster getting the start for Brooklyn tonight. Foster standing at 6'5", 225. And his first pitch of the day is inside to Spencer Jones. 4-1. Foster out of Houston, Texas. 14th round pick last year out of McNeese State. There's a strike on the inside corner. And the count evens up at 1-1. Jones, lefty batter, takes up and away. It's 2-1. Foster coming into play today for Brooklyn. 0-3, a 6.2 ERA, the 2-1. And Jones, a high fly ball. Right center field, back into his right, De Los Santos, back to his left, Palmer. And Palmer in right center field, a step or two in front of the warning track, makes the catch for the first down of the inning. 107.8 miles an hour off the bat from Jones. Could not muscle it out of the ballpark. One away for Alexander Vargas. Foster making his seventh appearance and fifth start, 23 hits. In 20 and a third innings, 12 walks and 19 strikeouts. The righty fires, and the switch hitting Vargas takes high for ball one. Vargas, 21 years old from Matanzas, Cuba, hitting at 243, six homers, 16 batted in. As a check swing, did he go? Yes, he did, says the home plate umpire. That's Chad Westlake. It's 1-1. JT Shaw on the bases today. The righty's 1-1, and Vargas takes high. It is 2-1. Vargas playing for the first time since Sunday. That was in Aberdeen, gave up or went 1-for-5 with a homer and drove in two. Now the 2-1, and Vargas swings through a back foot slider. And it's two balls and two strikes. Foster last time out against Wilmington. That was on Thursday. Five shutout innings. Five hits allowed, the 2-2, and Vargas a heavy swing and a miss. Try to catch up to the 90-mile-an-hour fastball in, and Foster has his first strikeout of the night. There is two away in the bottom of the first. That paint in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for liability, convenience, and satisfaction. Brings up Aaron Polensky. Polensky 1-for-5 with a double yesterday as this foul to the right. Into the seats, it's 0-1. Polensky hitting at 323. 10 homers, that leads the league. 26 RBI. A 1.115 OPS. Here's the 0-1. Polensky takes up and away. It's one ball and one strike. Defensively behind Foster tonight. Left to right of the outfield, Alex Ramirez, Jalen Palmer, and Omar De Los Santos. Cam's 1-1. And Polensky takes a strike at the letters. It's 1-2. Third to first around the infield, Mateo Gil, William Lugo, and Cesar Berbessi with Joe Swazi at first. And Drake Osborne doing the catching behind the plate. Foster's 1-2. Fastball up and away. And it evens out, two balls and two strikes. Polensky has reached in five straight games, 3-for-8 in this set. Foster from the extreme first base side, the 2-2. And Polensky gets it off the hands back towards the press level. It remains at two balls and two strikes. Foster signed for $40,000 out of McNeese State. In his first minor league season, the 2-2. Breaking ball on the outside corner. Strike three looking. Polensky thought it was outside, but Foster hits the outer half. His second strikeout of the game and the inning. And the side retired in order in the first. No runs, no hits, nobody left. At the end of an inning of play, it is 2-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Bottom of, or rather top of the second inning. Brooklyn already a 2-0 lead on Hudson Valley. Bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. Third game of this six-game series. Omar De Los Santos, Drake Osborne, Mateo Gil. 6-7 and 8-2 up for Brooklyn in the inning. Final 6:05 game of this series will be tomorrow night. The 4 o'clock on Saturday, 2 o'clock on Sunday, Yoander Suarez will get the start for Brooklyn tomorrow against the right-hander Juan Corella. Omar De Los Santos will lead things off for Brooklyn. Omar hitting at a buck 90 on the year, and he swings late on a fastball in. It is 0-1. De Los Santos, a homer, 6 RBI, a 498 OPS. Was 1-for-5 yesterday, stole a base, the 0-1. And De Los Santos can't hit the sweeping breaking ball. And the count quickly 0-2. Four-game hitting streak coming into play today, 4-4 his last 16. Now the 0-2 from Zach. De Los Santos lays off down and away. It is 1-2. Shadows creeping in from the third base side and behind home plate. Home plate covered in the shadows right now. Everything else on the actual playing surface bathed in sunlight. The 1-2 from Messenger. And a slider hits the inside corner. Strike three called. Second strikeout for Messenger tonight. Both have been of the backwards K variety. And the leadoff man sat down for the first time today. Here's the catcher, Drake Osborne. Osborne playing for the first time since Saturday, homered and drove in a couple of runs in the loss to Wilmington. First pitch, the righty batter, and Osborne takes inside for ball one. Osborne hitting at a buck 56, 7-for-45. Two homers, 6 RBIs, has reached in all six games he's played in the month of May, the 1-0. And Osborne takes away. It is 2 balls and no strikes. Osborne hitting 286 in the month of May, 6-for-21 with 3 extra base hits. The 2-0. And Osborne, a hard ground ball to third. Scooped on the forehand by Cowslow. Throw to first, and Henson couldn't make the pick on a hop. The sunshine coming in from behind the third base seats. And I wonder how much of the glare had a problem with Henson being able to pick up that baseball on a hop. Looked like he was moving his head away from the ball. Almost as if that glare was affecting his eyesight. So a throwing error on Cowles allows Osborne to reach. Came off the bat at 100 miles an hour. One on and one out. And now Mateo Gill, who takes a called strike, it's 0-1. Gill, 0-for-3 yesterday, was hit by a pitch. 4-for-38 in Brooklyn with a homer and 3 batted in. Just 1-for-19 in this road trip. That was an RBI triple on Sunday. Throw back to first, and Osborne dives in safely. Hudson Valley tonight wearing the road Navy uniforms, or the alternate Navy uniforms to be more correct. Renegades across the chest in white lettering. White numerals front and back with a silver border. Messenger's 0-1. And Gill takes a slider on the inside corner. He's quickly behind 0-2. Navy pinstriped home white pants for Messenger all the way down to his ankles, leading to his black and white Nike cleats. Here's the 0-2. And Gill, a flare back up the middle, caught on a leaping snag by Santos, and scampering back to first before Osborne could be doubled up is Drake. Gill tried floating that one over the head of the infield and in a shallow center, and Luis Santos getting airborne to take away a base hit from Mateo. Good idea, but nothing to show for it. And now the nine-hitter, Joe Swazi. Swazi had off last night, 1-for-4 with an RBI on Tuesday. And the first pitch to the Long Island kid is inside for ball one. Swazi hitting at 244. No homers, 10 batted in, a 589 OPS. Has reached in all six games during the road trip, 5-for-18. Here comes Messenger's 1-0. And Swazi lays off down and away. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Hudson Valley tonight, Navy cap, Navy bill, with the white interlocking HV logo on the front with the raccoon rat tail swiping underneath it. Runner breaks from first, the 2-0 inside, throw down by Flores is on the money, and a caught stealing at 2-6 brings an end to the top half of the second inning. So Osborne reaches on the error, but erased on the caught stealing to retire the side. No runs, no hits, an error, nobody left. At the end of 1.5, it is 2-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket, as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hola, soy César Berbesi de la ciudad de Maracay, Venezuela, y está escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Nothing. Brooklyn heading to the bottom of the second. Heart of the lineup scheduled to bat for Hudson Valley. Flores, Henson, and Richardson. First pitch to Rafael Flores back behind the plate tonight. A cut and a miss. And it's 0-1. Flores, undrafted free agent signee at a Rio Hondo College in California. As Flores takes a strike atop the zone. It is 0-2. Flores hitting .316, a homer, 11 batted in. .782 OPS. Here's the 0-2. And Flores, a hard ground ball through the right side for a base hit. So in the first turn at bat for Rafael Flores, he extends his hitting streak to 8. And Hudson Valley has their first base hit and base runner of the day. Leadoff man is on. Here comes Spencer Henson, 0-2 yesterday. Walked and scored a run, was also hit by a pitch. Hitting at .253, 7 homers, 21 RBI. Foster from the stretch for the first time tonight. Misses outside and low. It's 1-0. Henson, an .898 OPS. 0-4 his last 9 coming into play today. Righty's 1-0, and Henson off the hands to the right. It is 1-1. Brooklyn tonight wearing the road grays, navy sleeves, BKLYN, in Old English navy lettering arched across the chest. Front leg straight for Foster, back leg bent. Here's his 1-1, and Henson a drive out to center. Back goes Palmer, angling it to his left, and makes the catch right by the bill of his navy cap for the first out of the inning. Henson gave it a ride 102 miles an hour off the lumber, but couldn't muscle it out of the ballpark. And there is 1-1 out for Grant Richardson. Richardson last played on Sunday, went 0-4, struck out 3 times. Hitting just .110 on the year, 8-73. 2 homers, 8 RBIs, former Yankees 17th round pick out of Indiana. As Foster steps off, throws over. And Flores dives back. Navy numerals front and back on that great top for Foster. Powder blue, a border around it. Navy piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. First pitch to Foster, rather from Foster to Richardson. There's a curveball outside. It's 1-0. Gray pants. Foster has him all the way down to his ankles. Navy piping along the side. Blue and white Nike cleats buried into the ballpark mound. 1-0 pitch, and Richardson swings and misses. Fastball away, it's 1-1. Richardson had a really tough series last week in Aberdeen, was just 1-for-24. Played in all 6 games of the series, but 12 of his 24 at-bats ended in strikeouts. 1-1, and Richardson off the hands. Fouls it away, it is 1-2. Richardson joined Hudson Valley from single-A Tampa in July of last year. Was promoted alongside one of the Yankees' top farmhands, Jason Dominguez, here to the Renegades. Now up at double-A Somerset. The 1-2 throw back to first, and they nearly caught Flores leaning. Foster's pickoff throw was in the turf, and Swazi had to make a pick before he applied the tag on Flores. And that one made it there on a fly. May have had Flores picked off. The 1-2. Richardson takes down and in. It's two balls and two strikes. Brooklyn tonight, Navy Cap, Navy Bill, with the light blue interlocking BC logo on the front. The 2-2. Inside and low again. And the count full, three balls and two strikes. Dimensions here at Heritage Financial Park. 325 down either lines and left and right, and 400. The batter's eye in straightaway center. The payoff pitch, low for ball four. So Foster loses Richardson. And Hudson Valley has two on and one out for the third baseman, Ben Cowles. Cowles, four plate appearances yesterday, reached base all four times. Was only officially one for one with an RBI single, walked three times, and stole a base. Hitting at 281, five homers, 12 RBI. And Foster's first pitch taken outside for ball one. Cowles, five-game hitting streak, 12-game on-base streak dating back to the final day of April. And Osborne will go out to the mound and talk with the right-hander Foster. Cowles hitting 390 during that 12-game on-base streak with three homers and seven RBI. So Osborne says what he needs to Foster. Swazi tying his left cleat, gets back upright, and moves to his normal position at first base. Two on and one out. Cam's 1-0. And Cowles can't hit the slider. It is even at 1-1. Cowles, former 10th round pick of the Yankees out of Maryland. His team's one of the best athletes in their 2021 draft class. Turned 23 back in February. 1-1. And Ben takes up and away. It is two balls and one strike. Foster has fared much better on the road than at home so far this year, which is mildly unusual because Maimonides Park, generally a pitcher's ballpark, as Foster looks the runner back to second. But Foster, three road starts away from home, an 0-1 record, but a 2.45 ERA. Runners start and stop. There's a ground ball to second. Urbesi on to second for one. Lugo to first, double play. The runners thought about starting, and they regret not doing so, as because they held up, Brooklyn able to turn a 4-6-3 double play to retire the side. No runs, one hit, one man left. At the end of two, it is 2-0 Brooklyn on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey guys, here at Baikal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Baikal, you've always got a pal.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
We'll be right back. Top of the third inning, Brooklyn a 2-0 lead. Third game of the six-game series. Justin Rock with you here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Cyclones return home next Tuesday. A special 6 o'clock start against the Winston-Salem Dash. Gates open at 5. Our coverage will start at 5:45. All that next Tuesday on Coney Island. Joe Swazi was at the plate when Osborne was caught stealing to end the second. And he takes a called strike. It is 0-1. Righty against righty, the 0-1 pitch. Swazi, a ground ball back up the middle and past the sliding Santos to his right and into center field for a base hit. So Joe Swazi continues to reach base in every game of the road trip. That is now 7 consecutive games. 103.9 miles an hour off the bat. And back to the top of the order in Cesar Berbessi. Berbessi singled, stole a base in the opening inning, came around to score on the Ramirez double. Third baseman Cowles playing a step behind the bag and off the line. And Berbessi lays off the backdoor breaking ball. It is 1-0. Messenger signed with the Yankees. Overslot deal as a 13th round pick out of UVA. Throwback to first. Swazi able to dive back safely. Messenger, predominantly a reliever in college, really turned scouts' eyes to him as a starter after making an appearance against Virginia Tech. Runner breaks from first. That pitch is low. Throw down by Flores, right on the money. Vargas shaking his hand, but a great throw by Rafael Flores. I mean, he couldn't have walked that ball out to second base any better than he threw it. The ball going right into where Swazi's feet were sliding into the bag. That's why Vargas was shaking at his glove hand. But another caught stealing for Flores. And the bases are now empty, a 2-0 count on Berbessi. A wind, the 2-0, and Cesar fouls it to the left. It is 2-1. Was in the ACC tournament, struck out 6 5 1/3 innings against the Hokies. And with that and a four-pitch mix, scouts thought, well, this guy could maybe be a starter at the next level. The 2-1. Outside, it's 3-1. Brooklyn knows that very well with Cam Foster starting tonight. Tyler Stewart will get the ball on Saturday. Messenger had a great season last year at Tampa as Berbessi takes inside for 4. So Cesar on base for the second time today. Second walk allowed by Messenger. 1-1 out for the designated hitter, Kevin Parada. He walked, scored on the sac fly to right by Palmer in the first. Messenger, 113 strikeouts and 83 innings last year in the Florida State League. Predominantly a pitcher's heavy league as Parada takes down and in for 1. Hometown crowd in Hudson Valley giving Chad Westlake who made the call behind home. A 1-0 for Messenger. And Parada early on a slide piece. It is 1-1. A Messenger was in Tampa's bullpen until about mid-May last year. That's when he joined the rotation. 15 of his 31 appearances were in the bullpen. Throw back to first, and Berbessi dives back as Henson drops the throw. It's really good sweep with the slider. One of the big things that helped balloon Messenger to his prospect status has been the work he's put in the offseason. Runner goes from first. Parada, a flare toward short. This is going to be a double play. Berbessi has no chance to get back to first as Vargas makes the catch on the broken bat liner and throws across the diamond to double up Cesar, 6-3, to end the inning. For the Cyclones in the inning, no runs, a hit, no errors, and nobody left on the double play at the end of 2.5. It is 2-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Kendall from La Mirada, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the third, still a 2-0 Brooklyn lead. Aldenny Sanchez, Luis Santos, Spencer Jones. 8-9-1 due up for the Renegades. On a sunny Thursday night, shadows have creeped out covering the pitcher's mound right now. Sanchez, righty batter against the tall right-hander Foster. And his first pitch to Sanchez, a 12-6 curveball in for strike number one. Sanchez, 0-for-2 yesterday, did walk twice and steal a pair of bags. Hitting .244, a homer, 14 RBI. And he takes off the plate outside. It is 1-1. Take a look around the South Atlantic League in the bottom half of the third inning. One final already today, the righty deals. Sanchez, a hard ground ball in the hole at short. Off-balance throw by Lugo, stretched by Swazi. Can't make the pick. Ball gets away from Osborne. Hits off the railing in front of the Renegades' first base dugout, but does not go out of play. So Sanchez will stay put at first base on an infield base hit. Sanchez hustling up the line. I don't know if he wouldn't have been safe anyway, even if Swazi made that pick. But a great accurate throw by Lugo. Didn't have much time to let it fly. It was a quick transfer after making the backhand stop. So one on, nobody out. Second straight inning, Hudson Valley has put the leadoff man on. And the right-handed swinging Luis Santos can't connect on an elevated fastball. It's 0-1. Santos hitting at .242, a homer, 5 RBI, 775 OPS. Last played on Friday in Aberdeen when went 1-for-4. Did drive in a run. He takes a strike. On the outer half, it's quickly 0-2. Rome, a 4-3 win in Hickory earlier today. That an 11 a.m. start in North Carolina. Throw back to first. And Sanchez dives in safely. Bottom of the second inning in Jersey Shore. Blue Claws and Wilmington are scoreless. A long pause. Now Cam's 0-2. Up and in, nearly hits Santos. Right above the letters in his hands. It's a ball and two strikes. Matt Osterberg starting for Jersey Shore today. Kyle Luckum on the hill for the Blue Rocks. Righty fires, and Santos takes inside with a slider, and the count evens at 2-2. Top of the second in Asheville. Tourists and the Greensboro Grasshoppers are scoreless. The 2-2 pitch, Santos a high fly ball into right center field. Palmer coming into his left will make the catch with two hands, sunglasses on. And there is one out in the bottom of the third. One on, one out. Brings up Spencer Jones. Flied out to deep center his first time. He is 0-for-1. Greensboro and Asheville scoreless. Anthony Solometo going against AJ Blueball. Third baseman Gill playing off the line and back. And the first pitch to Spencer is a fastball strike. It's 0-1. Just about to get underway in Winston-Salem. Dash and Ironbirds. 7 o'clock start there. Another long pause from Cam, the 0-1. And a curveball outside. It's 1-1. Alex Pham will make the start for Aberdeen. Johan Dominguez will make his first start of the year for the Dash. First one for them since 2021. The 1-1 runner breaks from first and the hit and run in motion as Jones fouls it off his hands to the left. It is 1-2. Only other game on the docket is in Greenville, South Carolina. 7:05 scheduled start between the Drive and the Bowling Green Hot Rods. Juan Daniel Encarnacion expected to start for the Drive, and J.J. Goss will get the ball for Bowling Green. That's your look around the South Atlantic League. So far on this Thursday. 1-2. Jones takes the fastball high at 91. It is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jones, originally a two-way player coming out of high school. A fractured elbow cut his senior season short and has been a full-time hitter ever since, as he can't hit the high off speed for strike three. Was 75 miles an hour up by the letters, and Jones couldn't wait back enough. Two out in the bottom of the third. Third strikeout tonight for Foster. That painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. One on, two out. Here is Alexander Vargas, struck out his first time up. And the first pitch from Cam hit in the air to left. Back goes Ramirez, slowing down by the warning track. And a step or two in front of the brown shaded turf puts it away to end the inning. So for the second straight inning, Hudson Valley puts the leadoff man on but can't do anything with it. No runs, a hit, one left. After three, 2-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to 2 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Little soul shine, how about some sunshine on a Thursday evening in Hudson Valley, top of the 7 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you here from Wappingers Falls and Heritage Financial Park. An RBI double by Alex Ramirez, a sack fly from Jalen Palmer. Brooklyn a 2-0 lead. Alex Ramirez will lead things off. RBI double, as you mentioned, in the first. And he swings and drives another one down the left field line. Almost the same spot he hit it in the first. Ramirez on his way to second. Strong throw in by Polensky will be late. And Rami is in at second with another TD Bank double. Just 94 miles an hour off the bat, but in a perfect spot down the line. That double brought to you by TD Bank. And their double up credit card offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. So Ramirez with his 6-2 base hit of the year. Already his third extra base hit of the series. And now William Lugo, who struck out looking his first time up. And the first pitch he sees taken down and away. It is 1-0. Shout out the Wolf, David Pecoraro, howling in from Queens tonight, was at the ballpark here in Hudson Valley with his lovely wife Tuesday and Wednesday. It was great to see not only all the Mets gear out around the ballpark, but the Wolf in his full Brooklyn Cyclones throwback attire, the 1-0. And Lugo out in front. It is 1-1. But he was wondering, so why the early start time on Tuesday? And the big reason why is no doubleheader. But the reason is because of the early start time coming up the day after on Wednesday. That's why you need to mark your calendars. The 1-1. Lugo fouls it back. It's 1-2. 6 o'clock start on Tuesday because it'll be an education day on Wednesday, May the 24th at Maimonides Park. First pitch for that one is scheduled for 11 o'clock in the morning. New York Aquarium will be out, the Atlantic Baseball Club as well, as Lugo takes outside and low, 2-2. Have a lot of school kids out of the ballpark. And if my memory serves me correct, could be looking at a sellout for that Wednesday morning game against the White Sox affiliate. Currently leading the South Division in the South Atlantic League. And it's second, nobody out, the 2-2. And Lugo gets it off the hands. Out of play. It stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lugo finding his stride at the plate. 6-4 his last 19 in his last 6 games. With an OPS at 932. Here comes the 2-2. And Lugo tried to hold up on the sweeper, but could not. That's strike 3. So Lugo down on strikes for the second time tonight. Third punch out for Messenger. And there is a man in scoring position, one away for Jalen Palmer. Palmer, sack fly to right his last time. No official at bat today. Rests his bat on his back right shoulder. A look towards second for Messenger. Here's the pitch. And Palmer takes inside for 1-1. Seems like there's a groan on every call that doesn't go Hudson Valley's way that might be close when it comes to balls and strikes. I think Westlake got that one right. Now the 1-0. That breaking pitch hits the inside corner. And it's even at 1-1. Shadows continuing to creep further and further towards the outfield. Now the 1-1. And Palmer takes down and away. It is 2 balls and 1 strike. A lot of fans at the ballpark tonight. Big group night down the right field line. A peek towards second base, the 2-1. And Palmer, a hard ground ball in the hole at short. Off the heel of Vargas' mitt and won't make the throw on to first base. It was a hard shot on the ground by Palmer. Went off the bat at about 104 miles an hour. And we'll see how that one is scored. I imagine it will, and indeed it does, go down as an infield base hit. Ramirez stays put at second base. Wasn't going to risk it with the ball hit in front of him. So Palmer is on. Second straight productive at-bat for the Canarsie kid. 2-1, one out for Omar De Los Santos. Struck out looking his first trip against Messenger. And the former Cavalier fires a fastball underneath the hands of De Los Santos, comes up empty. It's 0-1. Omar picked up his 84th stolen base over the last 2 years yesterday. At the fifth most in minor league baseball in that span. The 0-1. And De Los Santos again tied up inside. And he behind in the count 0-2. Only David Hamilton of the Red Sox organization, Marlins prospect Nassim Nunez, Aberdeen's Luis Valdez and the A's Esturi Ruiz have picked up more since the start of last minor league season. The 0-2 pitch, check swing, and they say he fouled it off. Well, the goose that was on the field before was taken by the grounds crew, brought out beyond a gate in the left center field fence. Thought for a second that goose was going to make its way back, flew across the diamond towards right, but flew right over the playing surface and out of the ballpark. The 0-2, De Los Santos laid on the high heat for strike three. Messenger dialed it up to 93. De Los Santos down on strikes for the second time. And there are two out in the top of the fourth for Drake Osborne. Osborne reached on a throwing error at third. In the second inning, was then caught stealing to end the frame. Great talking to Drake during batting practice earlier today. First pitch from Messenger. Yanked outside. It's 1-0. Osborne getting to spend the second half of yesterday after celebrating a win in the afternoon. Just chilling, relaxing, took a nap. Me and Joe Swazi spent some time watching first parts of a Conor McGregor documentary on Netflix. Didn't know there was one out there, so told Drake, I have to check that one out for myself. As time called. Not the world's biggest Conor McGregor fan, but he's had a really interesting rise up in the UFC. And if it's done right, probably a good documentary. He 1-0 is in for a strike. It's 1-1. It's one of the good things with the rise of all these streaming platforms is there's a lot of different documentaries and whatnot. Hard not to laugh. We'll explain in just a second why. A delivery making its way up to the press box to our right as Osborne fouls it back. It's 1-2. Well, last night in Myrtle Beach, Sam Wiederhoff, who is the voice of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, tried on their dollar dog night to eat one hot dog each inning for the 9 innings in the ballgame. Well, Sam made it to about a quarter of a hot dog through the sixth and said he was throwing in the towel. 1-2. Osborne tomahawks it foul to the left. Stays at 1-2. Two on, two out, top of the fourth. Brooklyn a 2-0 advantage. But Joe Vasile, my colleague to my right, said, I could do that easy. So he is going to try and eat 9 hot dogs during the 9 innings. Of today's ball game, the 1-2. Osborne drops to a knee, can't hit the slider. And Messenger, after a couple men reach to start the frame, strikes out 3 in the inning and keeps Brooklyn off the scoreboard. No runs, 2 hits, 2 left. At the end of 3.5, it is 2-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket, as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramírez, mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio en Los Ángeles.
Cam Foster on the bump. Brooklyn a 2-0 lead, moving to the bottom of the fourth. Brooklyn 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They have left 2 tonight. Hudson Valley, no runs, two hits, one error. They have stranded two. Aaron Polensky, Rafael Flores, Spencer Henson. 3-4 and 5 to up for the Gades in the bottom of the fourth. Tall righty curls and fires, and the first pitch of the inning to Polensky. Off the end of the lumber towards the back of the first base bleachers. And the count is 0-1. Yankees made a roster move at the major league level today. As Foster misses outside, it's 1-1. Jose Trevino landed on the 10-day IL with a left hamstring strain. Called former Renegade Ben Rortvedt as Polensky can't wait back on the slow arcing curveball. It is 1-2. Yankees also announced Luis Severino, who made a rehab start yesterday, will make his season debut against the Reds this weekend. Has been on the shelf with a lat strain since spring training. A 1-2 from Cam. Polensky puts it on the ground at third. To his left is Gill. Throw to first in time. And there is one out in the bottom of the fourth. Leadoff man retired for the first time since the opening inning. Brings up Rafael Flores, who has singled to right. He is 1-for-1. Tommy Canely also coming back from biceps tendonitis, starting a rehab assignment today with the Tampa Tarpons. But Trevino and Cam Foster have a pretty good relationship. Both work out in the offseason at the same facility in the Houston area of Texas. As Flores takes outside, it's 1-0. And actually, during one of the more recent off days, Trevino treated Foster to a game at Yankee Stadium. As Flores takes outside, it's 2-0. Foster getting to go to the stadium in the Bronx for the first time in his life. The 2-0, up and away for ball three. Hopefully, Trevino all right, and he'll be back healthy for the team across the way soon. But it's been really fun as a swing and a miss by Flores had the green light on 3-0. Comes up empty, it's 3-1. Well, it's been fun watching Cam, Houston, Texas kid, really enjoy his life as a New York City and Brooklynite. A 3-1 outside and low for ball four. So Rafael Flores on base for the second time today. Second walk allowed by Foster. And there is one on, one out for the first baseman Spencer Henson. One of the things I was joking with Cam before the team left on the road trip on Tuesday, spent his off day on Monday checking out the Museum of Natural History in New York City, went to Central Park for the first time, very wide-eyed about it all, looking to explore as much as he can as Henson takes a strike with the off-speed pitch. It's 0-1. Foster bends his knees, leans over his front leg as he gets the sign. The 0-1. And Henson takes a fastball for a strike. It's 0-2. One of the funny things, he said he bought all these warm coats because of the cold weather he's endured in the Northeast since the start of the season. Of course, now that he does that, temperature slowly continuing to warm up in Brooklyn and across the South Atlantic League. Breaking ball hit in the air to shallow right. Waiting on it now coming in, De Los Santos has to play it on a hop. Didn't read that ball well off the bat. And Spencer Henson able to loop a single in a right. And the tying runs are on with one out. In the bottom of the fourth, brings up Grant Richardson, who walked his first time. But the response I had for Cam is, well, doesn't get any warmer going up the Mets minor league farm system. Just keep on driving north to Binghamton and then all the way up to Syracuse. As a snapdragon from Foster misses in. It is 1-0. A 1-0 pitch. And Richardson laid on a changeup. It is one ball and one strike. And the other thing as well, going to need those coats as well. Well, when you're a pitcher for the Mets in Flushing, kind of deal with that same kind of weather, April and May, of course, March as well. The 1-1. And Richardson, a hard ground ball, but foul. Up the first base line, it's 1-2. Two on, one out, bottom of the fourth. Brooklyn, a 2-0 lead. Alex Ramirez, a couple of doubles and an RBI so far tonight. Flores at second, Henson at first. The 24-year-old's 1-2, and a slider just misses the inside corner. It's 2-2. That ball had a ton of break on it. 17 inches of vertical break and about 12 inches of horizontal break in on the left-handed batter. The 2-2, swing and a miss, struck him out. Got him on the fastball up at 91. And there are two out now in the fourth. Brings up the third baseman, Ben Cowles. That strikeout for Foster is fourth of the night, brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Ben Cowles grounded into an inning-ending double play in the second. He is 0-for-1. A peek towards second base for Cam. Now the first pitch and a curveball. Slips and misses up and in. It is 1-0. Lights have flickered on here in Hudson Valley. No real effect on the playing surface just yet as Foster steps off and looks the runner of Flores back to second base. Rabessi holds on the runner, the 1-0, and that curveball drops in for a strike. It is 1-1. Foster throws that curveball at a very slow rate of speed, just came in at 71 miles an hour. Reminds you a little bit of a Ephus style pitch. Not quite soft enough to reach that category, but similar shape. The 1-1. And he dials 71 up after. Throws 92. And Cowles can't get around on the pitch up. It's 1-2. Have that 20 mile an hour difference between the curveball and the fastball. One of the main reasons the Mets wanted to give Foster a shot as a starter. The 1-2, runner breaks for third. Pitch outside, throw down by Osborne. The tag on the money, inning over. Rafael Flores committing the final out of the inning at third base as Drake Osborne threw a rocket to retire Flores, who he himself has already caught a couple of men stealing so far tonight. For Hudson Valley in the fourth inning at no runs. On one hit, one man left. At the end of four, it is 2-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
We'll be right back. Mateo Gil will lead off for Brooklyn in the top of the fifth inning. Cyclones a 2-0 lead. Gil, Swazi, and Berbessi, three scheduled to bat. Gil lined out to second was a nice leaping grab by Luis Santos to rob him of a hit back in the third. First pitch to the son of the former big leaguer. And Gil takes a called strike. On the outer half, it's 0-1. Rests his bat on his back shoulder. Now the pitch. Gil hits it on the ground to third. Backing up on it is Cowles. Throw to first in time. And one third baseman retires the other for the first out in the fifth inning. Great video that the Cyclones posted on social media today. If you haven't taken a look at it just yet, I highly recommend doing it. Was incredibly well done. And part of what makes it so cool is the parallel from last night in Queens to a couple of years ago on Coney Island. As Swazi takes outside, it's 1-0. Swazi singled and was caught stealing back in the third. But Francisco Alvarez, the huge three-run homer in the ninth to tie the game for the Mets. That'll be part of our trivia question tonight. We'll get that to you in the bottom of the inning. Count 1-1 on Swazi. But Alvarez, a big bat flip after the game-tying homer in the ninth. As Swazi hits it in the air down the left field line. Long run for Polensky back into his right. He won't get there. Bounces up against the base of the fence. Swazi on his way to second, and he'll be there standing with a one-out double. Third two-base hit of the night for Brooklyn. And the Cyclones a man in scoring position and one out. Swazi's fifth two-base hit of the year. That double brought to you by TD Bank and their Double Up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. Back to the top of the order, and Cesar Berbessi has reached twice on a single and a walk, has stolen a base and scored a run. Messenger down by his waist, looks towards second. Vargas holds on the runner. And the first pitch hit on the ground is short. Fielded there by Vargas to his right. Throw to first gets the hustling Berbessi. Moving up 90 feet to third goes Swazi. And there are two out in the top of the fifth. Brings up Kevin Parada, has walked and lined into a double play tonight. But Alvarez, when he was asked about the bat flip in the post-game interview in the Mets clubhouse, he said, well, it's not the first time I've done that. I did it with Brooklyn. And who was Alvarez playing against when he had that bat flip? None other than the Hudson Valley Renegades. As there is a strike at the knees to Parada, it's 0-1. But the angle of a great shot from the SNY and Mets video crew was tied together with the video the Cyclones had from that homer he hit in 2021 as Parada charges it in the air to center. Coming on is Richardson. He'll make the catch over his right shoulder to retire the side. But almost identical in terms of where the ball went and the bat flip from Alvarez himself. Go check it out. Amazing work done by our incredible video staff back on Coney Island. For Brooklyn in the fifth, no runs a hit, one man left at the end of four and a half. Halfway home, 2-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island parachute jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hi, this is Joe Swazi from Glen Cove, New York, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the fifth, bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. Brooklyn a 2-0 advantage here from Heritage Financial Park. Ben Cowles is at the plate when the caught stealing occurred to end the fourth. And the first pitch he sees in the fifth taken low and away for ball one. Foster, 67 pitches after that last toss. And he misses high to Cowles. It is 2-0. Get you our Coney Convos trivia question of the night. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, the 2-0, and Cowles swings away, gets it off the handle towards the first base seats. It is 2-1. Mentioned how there was a tie-in for Francisco Alvarez, the Cyclone alum, at the game-tying three-run home run in the ninth inning last night. As Cowles takes outside, it's 3-1. Became just the fourth Met to hit a game-tying three-run homer when the team was down to their final out. Cowles, a deep fly ball down the right field line, but that one backspinning foul out of play by the Hudson Valley bullpen. And the count full 3-2. So our trivia question today is, who was the most recent Met to hit a three-run game-tying homer when the team was down to their final out? Three other Mets, as we mentioned, have done it. If you can name one of the other ones, give you some credit there as well, as Cowles takes up by the shoulders for ball four. So leadoff man on for Hudson Valley. Third time they've done that in five innings. Brings up Aldenis Sanchez. Aldenis infield base hit to lead off in the third. First pitch hit on the ground, left side of the infield, off the heel of Lugo's glove and behind him, and into left field. We'll see how that one is scored. It was a potential double play ground ball. Took a big bounce off the turf and kicked off the glove of Lugo and rolled behind him into left field. So the tying runs are on with nobody out in the bottom of the fifth. A bad break for Cameron Foster. They will give Sanchez a base hit. So two on, nobody out. And the first pitch to Santos is high for ball one. We'll say the hint, the most recent man to do it for the Mets is a former Cyclone. The second most recent man to do it, I'm not sure. As Osborne out to the mound to talk with Cameron Foster. The first guy who did it definitely did not play for the Cyclones. Well, the second guy did not play for the team as well. But chime in with your thoughts. The 1-0. Santos fouls it away. It's 1-1. Luis fly to center his first time up. He's 0-1. Two on, nobody out in the bottom of the fifth. Brooklyn nursing a two-run lead. The righty fires, and Santos a high pop. Right side of the infield, infield fly rule in effect, and Berbessi makes the catch, straddling the green and brown shaded turfs for the infield and outfield. And Santos the first out of the bottom of the fifth inning. Back to the top of the order, and Spencer Jones. His fly to center and struck out tonight. 0-2. Comes into play today on a five-game hitting streak. And the first pitch to Jones, a double play ground ball to second. Burbesi on to second for one. Lugo to first, throws it away. Breaking towards the plate as Cal Swazi fires home. Not in time, gets away from Osborne. Jones on his way to second, and he'll be there with a tying run. Lugo just spiked that throw to first base. Swazi couldn't make the diving stop. His throw home was underneath the glove of Osborne. It'll be a fielder's choice and an error that allows the run to score. And Hudson Valley is on the board. It is 2-1. A tough break again for Brooklyn, as Victor Ramos out of the third base dugout to talk with the right-hander Foster. Couple of tough plays defensively at short in this inning, hurting Foster and allowing Hudson Valley to get on the board. This inning very easily could have already been over. On a couple of bad breaks for the Cyclones in the middle of their infield. Now, Brooklyn will be credited with two errors on that play. The throwing error by Lugo that allowed the run to score. And then another throwing error on Swazi that allows Jones to take second base. So tying run is there. Here comes Alexander Vargas, is 0 for 2. And the curveball pulled up the first baseline, foul. It is 0-1. Wolf howling in, guessing the three guys are Pete Alonso, Tim Tupfel, and Gary Carter. Fortunately, neither of those three are correct. Good guesses, though. 0-1. Sweeps too far inside, nearly hits Vargas. And it's even at 1-1. Foster with a cross step towards third as he comes set the 1-1. Misses down and away. Tried another fastball. And it's two balls and one strike. Always appreciate a good Tim Tupfel reference. Shout out to the 86 Mets, the 2-1. Curveball hit in the air to right. Pointing at it for Bessie. To his right goes De Los Santos. Makes the catch above his head. And the side retired, and Hudson Valley put down without being able to tie the game. However, the Renegades do pick up a run on a hit. Two errors, one man left at the end of five. It is 2-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Zach Messenger to the mound once again. Top of the sixth inning, 76 pitches for him through five. Brooklyn nursing a one-run, 2-1 advantage. Joe Basile getting some airtime on MILB TV, telling the cameraman, don't put the camera on me while I'm eating my hot dogs. Trying to eat nine, one for each inning here today at Heritage Financial Park. Joe, one of the great guys in the South Atlantic League and one of the great guys in broadcasting throughout the Northeast, as Ramirez takes inside to start the top of the sixth. A couple of doubles and an RBI for Rami tonight. And he takes low for ball two. Take a look at the Mets affiliate scoreboard in the top half of the sixth inning. Got another guess for Pete Alonso. It is not Pete Alonso. 2-0 inside and low. It's 3-0. Can give another hint. He still is playing in New York State. The man who hit the most recent one. A 3-0 pitch, and Ramirez, green light, fouls it to the left. It is 3-1. Mets beat the Rays earlier this afternoon, 3-2. Pete Alonso is 16th home run of the year. Reminder, our Pete Alonso Polar Bear Tumbler giveaway coming up on Saturday as Ramirez takes up and in for ball four. So Alex on base for the third time today. And the Cyclones with the leadoff man aboard in the sixth. Fourth time they've done that in six innings tonight. Brings up William Lugo. 0-for-2, a couple of strikeouts today. Josh Lowe hit his 10th home run for Tampa Bay. Former Cyclone Tyler McGill's fifth win of the year. Messenger working from the stretch. A long hold. Now the pitch. And Lugo, a sharp ground ball back up the middle and pass it diving Santos for a base hit. Stopping at second, Ramirez. A 106-mile-an-hour knock for Lugo up the middle. And Brooklyn with the first two men on to start the sixth inning. Hudson Valley's right field bullpen beginning to percolate down the line. As now Jalen Palmer will dig in. Infield base hit in the fourth. Sac fly to right in the first. Right arm dangling at Messenger's side. Bending his knees as he comes set. Now the pitch. Palmer takes the breaking ball down and in. It is 1-0. Triple-A Syracuse played a noon game. Roddy fires. And Palmer takes inside. It's 2-0. We do have the correct answer for our Coney Convo's trivia question. Shout out to one of our loyal listeners, Mary DiBernardo. Chiming in a few minutes ago. I'm sorry I saw the tweet late. But in time before we gave the answer finally. As Messenger looks the runner back to second. The last Met to hit a game-tying three-run homer when the team was down to their final out September 13th, 2015 at Turner Field, I believe it still was in Atlanta. Daniel Murphy, the man who hit it. As Palmer takes a strike on the inside corner, it's 2-1. He said, could it be Daniel Murphy? I'm sure David Pecoraro knows this one. He said, well, Murphy plays in Suffolk County, New York State, so Mary's probably right. And, Wolf, you are 100% correct alongside Mary herself. 2-1 the count. Here's the offering to Palmer. And JP hits it to the checkerboard screen. It is 2-2. Yeah, Murphy playing for the Long Island Ducks right now. Hit a game-tying three-run homer in Atlanta in mid-September. That would be the harbinger of what was to come through the Met, through the rest of the 2015 season for the Mets. The 2-2 inside and low. And the count full, 3-2 on Palmer. The other two to have hit game-tying three-run homers where the Mets are down to their final out comes in the category of let's remember some names. Victor Diaz was the one who did it before Murphy. Also in September, the 25th of 2004 at Shea Stadium against the Cubs. The payoff pitch, and Palmer swings and misses for strike three. Popped out of the middle, Flores. A Messenger picks up the strikeout for the first down to the top of the sixth. Palmer retired for the first time tonight. Six strikeout tonight for the former Cavalier. Two on, one out for Omar De Los Santos, who has whiffed twice tonight. But the first Met to do that was also in September. On the same date, Daniel Murphy did it. The pitch from Messenger, breaking ball nearly is worn by De Los Santos on his belt. Gets out of the way, it's 1-0. But Carl Everett did it September 13th, 1997. He instead gave the Mets the lead, hitting a grand slam against the Montreal Expos. A 1-0, and Omar watches one hit the inside corner. And the count evens 1-1. Ramirez walked, he is at second. Lugo single to center, he is at first with one out. Top of the sixth, Brooklyn a 2-1 lead. Messenger leaning for the sign. 1-1. And De Los Santos hits it a mile high in the air. Left-hand side. Flores ditches the mask. Cowles trying to stab at it right by the Brooklyn dugout. And comes up empty. That was not an easy play for either the third baseman or the catcher. Cowles did everything he could to try and make a backhanded pick. Right by the home plate entrance of the Brooklyn dugout, and was maybe about an inch or two to the right. If he didn't jump, I think he would have had that baseball. So 1-2 now on Omar with Drake Osborne waiting on deck. And Messenger steps off. We're continuing our look around the Mets affiliates today. Triple A Syracuse, a 5-4 winner. In Norfolk earlier this afternoon, Carlos Cortez, former Cyclone, a multi-RBI, multi-hit game. Here's the 1-2, and De Los Santos a ground ball to third off the glove of Cowles, kicks behind him, picked up by Vargas, and everybody's going to be safe. Imagine that'll go down as an infield base hit for De Los Santos. Came off the bat at 93 miles an hour. No official scoring decision at the moment. And not sure if that's Preston Claiborne or Sergio Santos making their way out to the Hudson Valley mound. And it appears to be the skipper Santos as he motions towards the right field bullpen. And the Renegades will make a pitching change. Harold Cortijo coming on. Brooklyn has the bases loaded and one out in the sixth, trying to add to a one-run lead. 2-1 Brooklyn, our score. Don't go anywhere. You're tuned in on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Drake Osborne, the first man to face the new arm, Harold Cortijo. Bases loaded, one out in the top of the sixth inning. Brooklyn a 2-1 lead. Cortijo, standing at 5'11", 185 pounds, 24 years old, from San Juan, Puerto Rico. 14th round pick of the Yankees back in 2017. Osborne has reached on an error and struck out. He is 0 for 2, and Cortijo's first pitch hammered back, and the count is 0-1. Numbers for the right-handers so far this year. Making his 11th appearance, 4-1, a 3.12 ERA, 15 hits and 17 and a third. The 0-1, and Osborne takes low. It's one ball and one strike. 11 walks, 22 strikeouts for Cortijo, a 2.31 opponent average. Throwing for the first time since Saturday in Aberdeen. Through a scoreless inning, walked one, struck out one, gave up a hit as Osborne hits one high in the air, third base side, Cowles to his right. But this one will land at the back of the lower seating bowl. And Cortijo ahead. It is 1-2. Fastball, changeup, slider predominantly for the right-handed relief arm. Strikeout rate right around 28.5%. Bit of a high walk rate at 14%. The 1-2, and Osborne strikes out swinging. Got him on the slider away. And Cortijo picks up a big strikeout for the second out of the sixth inning. So the bases remain full for Mateo Gil. Rounded out to third his last trip. He is 0-2. Cortijo drafted out of Riverdale Baptist School in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Was actually seen as a two-way player into the draft that year as Gill can't wait back on the off-speed at 78. It is 0-1. Was a plus runner, quality defender, played center field. But was more interested, scouts were, in his arm on the hill. The 0-1. And Gill, a high fly ball to left. Back goes Polensky to the warning track at the wall. And is it fair? Yes, it is. A grand slam home run for Mateo Gill. Kept it fair down the left field line just to the right of the pole. A grand salami from Mateo. And Brooklyn has opened up a 6-1 sixth inning lead. 100.8 miles an hour off the bat. 368 feet. Second home run of the year for Mateo. RBIs number 11, 12, 13, and 14. And the Cyclones bring everybody home and take the advantage. The Cyclones bullpen celebrating. They had a great view of the left field fair foul pole and watched it sail right over the top of it. As Joe Swazi takes outside for ball one. And for Cortijo, not just the second home run he has allowed all season. Swazi swings at the 1-0, skyward towards right. Out is Santos, in is Sanchez. And Sanchez makes the running grab to end the inning. But Brooklyn scores four times thanks to one large swing of the bat by Mateo Gil. Four runs, two hits, an error, nobody left at the end of 5.5. 6-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey!
Cameron Foster working into the sixth inning for the second time this season. Aaron Polensky, Rafael Flores, Spencer Henson, the three scheduled to bat in the inning. First grand slam for Brooklyn coming off the bat of Mateo Gil since right here in this ballpark last July the 28th. As Aaron Polensky takes a strike. Bottom of the zone, it is 0-1. Polensky has struck out and grounded to third. But the last time a Cyclone hit a grand salami was JT Schwartz. Polensky takes up and away, it's 1-1. Last July the 28th here in Wappingers Falls. The 1-1. Low and away, it is two balls and one strike. Final line for Hudson Valley starter Zach Messenger. Now the 2-1. Hit in the air to right. Backhand to his left. Now drifting towards the line is De Los Santos, coming in a few steps and fighting the wind, makes the running catch for the opening out of the sixth inning. A Messenger, 5 1/3 innings, 5 runs, 2 earned. On 7 hits, walked 3, struck out 6. 92 pitches, 58 strikes, his ERA up to 2.23. Rafael Flores has singled and walked. He is 1-for-1 tonight. First pitch to Flores, bounced on the ground towards the third base coach's box. It's 0-1. Flores, 8-game hitting streak, 11 for his last 29, including tonight. One of the best stories in the Yankees organization this year. The 0-1. Sweeps down and away. It is 1-1. Played just 4 games in the Florida Complex League last year after being signed out of junior college and the Alaskan Baseball League. There is a strikeout. The letters 1-2. Flores was given an aggressive assignment here to High A Hudson Valley and has really impressed. The 1-2, and Foster rips it by him at the letters. Strike 3 call. 92 miles an hour up in the zone. And Cam Foster has another strikeout. 2 out in the bottom of the sixth. 5 strikeouts tonight for Foster. That painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paint. Spencer Henson at the dish. And he takes a breaking ball. Strike, it's 0-1. Henson has lined out to center. Single to right tonight. He is 1-for-2. The 0-1 pitch. And he chases a slider in the lefty batter's box. It's 0-2. Wrapping up our look around the Mets affiliate scoreboard. The 0-2. In the dirt, kicking to the right of Osborne. It's 1-2. Double A Binghamton in New Hampshire tonight. Bottom of the fifth. Rumble Ponies a 3-0 lead on former Cyclone Matt Rudick's 3-run homer, his 5th of the year. Mike Vassell, 4 2/3 shutout inning so far tonight. 1-2. Down and away, it's 2-2. And the other game tonight, single-A St. Lucie had their game suspended in the top of the third due to rain. Their game was scoreless against Palm Beach. Henson, a high fly ball. Right center field, back into his left is Palmer, in the alleyway makes the catch, and Foster has a 1-2-3 bottom of the sixth. We move to the back third of this ball game. Cyclone 6, Renegades 1. You're listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
We have no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, you told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com.
Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Harold Cortijo out for his first full inning of relief. Top of the seventh inning, Brooklyn a 6-1 advantage. Cyclones 6 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors. They have left 3. Hudson Valley a run on 4 hits, 2 errors. They have left 4. Nearing the top of the 8 o'clock hour in the East, Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Johnny Gadamowicz will be back with me in the booth on Tuesday at home on Coney Island. Cesar Verbesi to lead off for Brooklyn in the top of the 7th, 1-for-2 with a single and a walk. And he swings through a first pitch breaker in. And the count is 0-1. Roddy deals. And Verbesi takes a called strike. And the count quickly runs to 0-2. A kick, the pitch from Cortijo, and Verbesi chases the changeup off the plate for strike 3. So 3 pitches, 3 strikes, second strikeout tonight for Cortijo. And there is one out in the top half of the 7th inning. Kevin Parada 0-for-2 with a walk. Flied out to center his last trip. Righty against righty, and the first pitch missing down and away. 4-1. Was a wild story yesterday in Oakland as Parada nearly hit with a fastball. Had a hop out of the way. It's 2-0. Well, we mentioned we saw a goose on the field here in Hudson Valley tonight. Thankfully, nobody hit the goose with a baseball, whether thrown or hit. Was not the case in Oakland yesterday. Parada swings and misses. It's 2-1. Zach Gallen, one of the top young pitchers in Major League Baseball, while warming up in the outfield before the Diamondbacks went in Oakland last night, threw a curveball while tossing in the outfield that hit a bird at mid-flight, apparently killing it. Parada swings and misses. It is 2-2. Gallen saying, I really have no idea what happened, honestly. I just threw the ball. Changed directions, saw what happened. It's kind of a freak accident. Very unfortunate. 2-2, and Parada late on the offering up for strike 3. Second straight strikeout for Cortijo. 2 out in the top of the 7th for Alex Ramirez. Started the rally last inning with a walk. Has also recorded a couple of doubles, has an RBI. Roddy deals, and Ramirez takes down and in. It's 1-0. And the throw was captured by Diamondbacks TV broadcasting company, Bally Sports Arizona. So Ramirez takes an outside edge strike. It's 1-1. And what's amazing is I can only think of 2 instances in baseball where that act has been caught on camera. And both have involved Arizona Diamondback pitchers. Ramirez takes down and away. It's 2-1. There is a famous video from spring training in 2001, the year the Diamondbacks would go on to win the World Series, in which Randy Johnson was throwing a pitch in the game as Ramirez, a ground ball right side. Santos diving to his left. He can't get there. 3-hit night for Alex Ramirez on base for the 4th time. And the Cyclones, a 2-out base hit. Brings up the shortstop, William Lugo, singled and scored on the Gill Grand Slam last inning. But it was a game against the Giants. Johnson threw a fastball. Bird, as the pitch was on its way to home plate, cut in front of the ball, and it exploded. As Lugo takes inside, it's 1-0. Gallen was only 5 years old when that happened. Said he doesn't remember it as a kid, but he's seen the clip many times. And the irony bringing it all together, as Lugo takes a strike, it's 1-1. The incident for Gallen happened 1 day before the anniversary of Randy Johnson's perfect game for Arizona against the Braves in 2004. That up and away, it is 2-1. Who was the manager, or who was the catcher for Arizona for Randy Johnson's perfect game? None other than Greensboro skipper Robbie Hammack. A 2-1. Lugo takes a strike, and the count evens at 2-2. The only other instance I can ever think of where that happened involved the Yankees. I think it was Dave Winfield, similar to Gallen, warming up in the outfield. His throw hit a bird as Lugo a ground ball to third. Coming in on it, Cal's throw across the diamond in time to end the inning. But they tried bringing legal charges against Winfield for something that, as far as I know, was very much an accident. No runs, one hit, one man left. Time to get up and stretch in Wappingers Falls. 6-1 Brooklyn is our score on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket, as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This pitching change brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. Chris Newell making a pitching change on it, taking over for Cameron Foster is the right-hander and converted shortstop Manny Rodriguez. 5'10", 180 pounds, will celebrate his 27th birthday on Independence Day, a Brooklyn native. Rodriguez coming into play tonight for Brooklyn, making his eighth appearance. 1-1 record, a 3.24 ERA. Does have one save out of the bullpen. 10 hits in 16 and two-thirds innings. 10 walks, 13 strikeouts, a 172 opponent batting average. Rodriguez pitching for the first time since Friday against Wilmington, through three scoreless innings, allowed three hits, walked one, struck out two, has given up one earned or fewer in six of his seven outings so far this season. Rodriguez, former 10th round pick of the Mets out of the University of Cincinnati. Final line for Cameron Foster tonight. Best start of his young career. Six innings, one unearned run on four hits. Walked three, struck out five, a career high 94 pitches, 55 strikes. And he leaves with Brooklyn in front 6-1. In line for what would be his first professional victory. Grant Richardson has walked and struck out tonight. And Rodriguez's first pitch changeup misses inside for ball one. Third baseman Gill playing back off the line. Shortstop Lugo shaded up the middle, the 1-0. And Richardson takes the fastball off the plate. It is two balls and no strikes. Hudson Valley and Navy, Brooklyn in the road grays. Nightfall has almost arrived here in Hudson Valley. Twilight skies, the 2-0 pitch. And Richardson goes down, hits it in the air to center. Coming on Palmer is going to have to play it on a bounce. So Grant Richardson aboard with a leadoff single. And that'll send up the third baseman, Ben Cowles. Cowles, 0-for-1, grounded into a double play in the second, walked and scored Hudson Valley's only run on an error in the fifth. Long flowing hair out the back of the Navy cap for Rodriguez as he snaps a breaking ball off and causes a swing and miss. It's 0-1. Arsenal for Rodriguez, fastball slider, also works in a changeup. The 0-1, the slider missing low, and it's even, one ball and one strike. Take a look around Major League Baseball on this Thursday evening. At the letter is the 1-1. And Manny misses down and in. It's two balls and one strike. Abbreviated Major League schedule here on this Thursday. Angels beat the Orioles 6-5. Shohei Ohtani, his 10th homer of the year. Mike Trout went deep as well, as 10th. The 2-1. And that breaking ball fumbles in for a strike. It's 2-2. Anthony Santander, Adley Rutschman, each hitting their 7th home runs of the season for Baltimore. Richardson takes his lead off first. Manny's 2-2. Struck him out swinging. Up the ladder with a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. First strikeout tonight for Manny. And there is one out in the bottom of the 7th inning. That painting the corner strikeout. Brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Danny Watson up and throwing in Hudson Valley's right field bullpen. Denis Sanchez, 2-for-2 with a couple of singles. Takes low, a 4-1. Mentioned the Mets, a 3-2 winner against Tampa earlier this afternoon. Pete Alonso, his 16th home run of the year. Tyler McGill, the former Cyclone, the victory. Here comes the 1-0. And Snapdragon misses inside. Two balls and no strikes. Marlins, a 5-3 win earlier today against Washington. Brian De La Cruz, a home run, his 4th. Jamer Candelario went deep for the Nationals, his 5th. The 2-0. And Sanchez gets it off the handle. It's two balls and one strike. Yuri Perez, 5 innings, 1 run ball, picked up the first win of his major league career today. Top 10 prospects in baseball. Swazi holding on Richardson at first with one out. Brooklyn a 6-1 lead. Here's the pitch. And Sanchez takes it down and away for a called strike. It's 2-2. Some audible groans once again from the Renegade Rowdies. Looked to be a good call from the home plate umpire, Chad Westlake. Luis Santos on deck. Here's the 2-2. Curveball bouncing behind home plate. Good block by Osborne. Keeps Richardson put at first. So the count full, 3-2. Cleveland beating the White Sox this afternoon, 3-1. Two runs in the top of the 7th to take the lead for good. Gabriel Arias. Solo homer is 2nd of the year for the Guardians. Rodriguez keeps his glove on his front left knee as he gets the sign. Now the payoff pitch, runner goes, and that is low for 4. So Sanchez on with a walk, 3rd time he has reached tonight. And Hudson Valley with 2 on and 1 out. For the second baseman, Luis Santos. Santos, couple of pop flies tonight. One is center, one is second on an infield fly. As Victor Ramos will jog out of the third base dugout to talk with the right-handed pitcher. Only 2 games in the major leagues in progress right now. One in Toronto, the Yankees, a 2-1 lead on the Blue Jays. Aaron Judge, a 2-run shot, his 12th of the year. Bo Bichette brought in Toronto's only run with a homer, his 9th. Nestor Cortez going up against Jose Barrios. And they are in the top of the 2nd in St. Louis. The Dodgers a 2-0 lead on the Cardinals. J.D. Martinez, a two-run double. Julio Urias for the Dodgers. And the veteran Adam Wainwright on the bump for the Cardinals. Two on, one out. Santos the batter. Brooklyn a five-run, 6-1 lead. A pitch from Rodriguez. And Santos can't hit the fastball up and away at 90. It is 0-1. Mentioned Foster, the starter going out to Yankee Stadium a couple of Mondays ago. Roddy deals. And Santos hits it high in the air, third base side. Another infield fly in effect as Gill will make the catch for the second out of the seventh inning. So two on and two out. And back to the top of the order in the designated hitter, Spencer Jones. Grounded into a fielder's choice his last time. He is 0 for 3 tonight. But Manny was at that same game at Yankee Stadium against the A's for a totally different reason. Richardson at second, Sanchez at first. Now the pitch. And Jones takes down and in for ball one. But Rodriguez was at the same game at Yankee Stadium in large part to see his old Cincinnati teammate Ryan Noda playing for the Oakland A's now. The 0-1 pitch, foul to the left. It is 1-1. He was on some good Cincinnati teams. Manny Rodriguez was. And Ryan Noda on that squad also played with Cubs All-Star Ian Happ during his time in the American Athletic Conference. The set, the 0-2. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of Osborne. Strike three. Manny Rodriguez strikes out a pair in the seventh. And Hudson Valley strands a pair in the inning. No runs, one hit, and two men left aboard at the end of seven. On to the business end of this ball game, Brooklyn 6, Hudson Valley 1 on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Another Baikal Auto Mall pitching change as we move to the top of the eighth inning. Harold Cortijo is out. On is the right-hander, Danny Watson. Watson, 6'7", 235 pounds, 22 years old, from Albany, New York, capital of the Empire State. And the first pitch he throws to Jalen Palmer is taken for a strike. It is 0-1. Palmer, 1-for-2, a sac fly, a single, and a strikeout tonight. The 0-1, and Palmer, a line drive left field, coming on is Polensky, and he'll make the catch down by his waist for the first out of the eighth inning. Brings up Omar De Los Santos. Reached on an error his last time. Came around to score. He is 0-4-3. Quarter past 8 in the East. Brooklyn a 6-1 lead. Justin Rock with you here from Wappingers Falls, New York. And the first pitch from the side-arming righty is cut on and missed. It is 0-1. Numbers for Watson this year, making his 12th appearance. 2-1, a 2.04 ERA, 10 hits in 17 and 2/3, the 0-1. And De Los Santos puts it in the air right center field. Over to his left is Grant Richardson, reaches high above his Navy cap and puts it away for the second out. Two up, two down for Watson in the eighth. Now Drake Osborne 0-3. He has reached on an error as well. Watson pitching for the first time since Saturday in Aberdeen through three shutout innings. One hit, two strikeouts, also hit a batter. Homer, 15th round pick of the Yankees out of ECU. Watson sets with a cross step towards third. Now the pitch. And Osborne takes a strike at the letters. It is 0-1. Final line for Harold Cortijo goes an inning and 2/3, a run on two hits. No walk, struck out three, did give up the grand slam to Mateo Gil, the 0-1. And Osborne can't hit the sweeping breaking ball. It is 0-2. Watson predominantly fastball, slider, changeup. Spent all of last season at Single-A Tampa. Another guy on this Hudson Valley team that grew up a major Yankee fan. The 0-2 pitch, Osborne fights it off his hands and sends it right in front of the Hudson Valley broadcast booth. It's 0-2. Said he's been a Yankee fan his whole life. Was a dream come true to be drafted by the Yankees. His childhood room was decked out in Yankee gear. Big Derek Jeter guy. As Watson misses outside, it's 1-2. One of the cool things, though, for Watson, got his bachelor's degree in finance at VCU. The 1-2 pitch, and Osborne swings and misses for strike three. But his agent agreed to terms with the Yankees on a deal that would have the Yankees cover the expense of getting his master's degree. Good stuff for Danny Watson and the Yankees. He retires Brooklyn in order in the eighth. We head to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Manny Rodriguez back to work. Brooklyn 6, Hudson Valley 1 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Brooklyn Cyclones will select a manager of the day presented by American Dream Mall. Children between the ages of 5 and 14 are eligible to enter. Selected winners will get the chance to join the Cyclones manager for the lineup card exchange before a home game at Maimonides Park. Beyond that, winners will receive a signed copy of the lineup card and be featured on Cyclone social media accounts as the manager of the day. Be sure to register today at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hope you're enjoying your Thursday night. Thanks for spending part of it with us on the Cyclones Radio Network. Justin Rock with you here. Looking forward to having my partner Johnny Gadamowicz back with me in the booth on Tuesday at home against Winston-Salem. Alexander Vargas, Aaron Polensky, Rafael Flores. 2-3-4. Two up for the Renegades in the inning. Vargas 0-3 tonight after not playing the first two games of the series. As Vargas takes low, it is one ball and no strikes. Vargas, first season in Hudson Valley, former top 30 Yankee prospect. And he takes low, it's 2-0. Vargas, number 28 Yankees prospect entering last year, struggled in the Florida State League last season, has continued to work to add muscle. A 2-0 pitch, and Rodriguez misses high, appeal down to first, did not go, says Shaw, and it is 3-0. It's part of the same Yankees international signing class that included guys like Kevin Alcantara, Michael Escoto, that netted the Yankees different players and trades. A 3-0 pitch, and Vargas pulls it deep down the right field line, home run distance, but was too far out in front as it lands foul. It is 3-1. But Vargas could have very easily been in another organization instead of the Yankees. 3-1. Hit in the air, left side. Can't find it is Gill. Over to his right, the left fielder Ramirez, but it's out of play by the construction area. It is 3-2. But the Reds in the 2016-17 international signing period exceeded their bonus pool, so they couldn't sign anyone for more than $300,000 the next two signing periods. Vargas was expected to wait to sign until July of 2019 with the Redlegs. A payoff pitch, and Vargas, a check swing ground ball, bounces fair in front of the plate, barehanded by Osborne, who throws on to first for the out. What a great defensive play by Drake Osborne, casually barehanding that two-foot ground ball. 2 away, or rather 1 away in the eighth. Here is Aaron Polensky, 0-for-3 tonight. Flied out to right his last time. The Yankees swooped in, gave him a $2.5 million bonus, and ended up inking with the Yankees instead, Vargas did. Aaron Polensky takes high, and the count 1-0. Brooklyn, 6 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. They have left 4. Hudson Valley, a run on 5 hits, 2 errors. They have left 6. Breaking ball by Rodriguez darts down and in. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Looks like Wilkin Ramos up and throwing. And the Cyclones left field bullpen. The 2-0 pitch. Fastball sizzles across. And the count 2-1. Polensky, undrafted free agent signee for the Yankees out of Nebraska, played his first minor league season at AA in the Yankees system. This on the ground is short. Backhanded by Lugo to his right. Throw to first is in time for the second out. Two up, two down for Manny in the eighth. Here is Rafael Flores, a single, a walk, and a strikeout tonight. So, bases empty, two out for the Renegades catcher. Bends his knees, slightly open stance from the right-hand side. Manny works from the third base side of the rubber. Here's his first pitch. Flores grounds it to short, past the diving glove of Lugo to his left, and into left center field for a hit. Second knock tonight for Rafael Flores. Came off the bat at 101.3 miles an hour. And the Renegades have a two-out base runner for Spencer Henson. Henson, 1-for-3. Single to right, back in the fourth. Fly to right, and his last at-bat in the sixth. Lights illuminating the turf field here in Wappingers Falls as that pitch kicks to the right of Osborne off the dirt. And a nice job by Drake to get a glove on it, chase after it, and keep Flores stationary at first base. Henson, big guy, listed 6'2", 235 from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Was actually a two-way player during his college days at Oral Roberts. A 1-0 has a curveball inside for ball two. But Henson, during his last year at Oral Roberts, was the team's closer at a 2.61 ERA and 7 saves, had 8 total in his college career. A 2-0 pitch at the knees for a strike. It's 2-1. Pitched more in college than Quinn Brody and Manny Rodriguez did. Maybe if hitting doesn't work out for him, pitching could be another route for him to the big leagues. A The 2-1. Inside and low, 3-1. That's why I never liked watching and playing in rec league and travel games as a kid, where coaches were slotting guys into specific positions by first grade. Let everyone play everywhere. You never know what you might find and learn. So 3-1 fouled off of Osborne. And he'll try and walk it off. Full count coming up to Henson. It's largely those kinds of opportunities that, I mean, Quint Brody was a two-way player starting his college tenure at Stanford. Manny Rodriguez made one relief appearance in a summer collegiate league. That might have just been as a position player pitching kind of moment. That happens every now and then in summer college ball. But I'm sure both, well, no, for sure Quinn did, but I'm sure Manny pitched a bunch growing up as well, and that has helped facilitate his early success on the bump. Runner goes 3-2 high, 4-4. So Henson works a walk, back-to-back two-out base runners against Rodriguez in the eighth. Second walk he's allowed tonight, and the inning continues for Grant Richardson. Richardson on base twice tonight with a walk and a single. Struck out back in the fourth, and with Rodriguez up at 36 pitches, Chris Newell going to come out of the third base dugout and make a Baikal Auto Mall pitching change. Wilkin Ramos going to come on and try and get the final four outs tonight. Manny Rodriguez, an effective inning and two-thirds so far of scoreless relief. Wilkin Ramos will try and close out that scoreless log for Rodriguez. 6-1 Brooklyn, 2-on, 2-out in the bottom of the eighth. You're listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
This pitching change brought to you by Baikal Auto Mall. Visit them at 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. On is the 22-year-old right-hander Wilkin Ramos. Ramos standing at 6'5", 210 pounds, 22 years old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Righty against the lefty Richardson. And Wilkins' first pitch fastball misses outside, 4-1. Ramos making his 10th appearance, 2-0, a 1.53 ERA. 11 hits in 17 and two-thirds as Richardson a sharp ground ball to second, right into the chest of Cesar Berbessi, who picks it up and throws on to first to end the inning. Richardson hit it hard, 106.5 miles an hour. But Wilkin Ramos does his job and closes out what was a scoreless outing of relief for Manny Rodriguez. No runs, a hit, two men left on a walk at the end of eight. 6-1 Brooklyn. You're listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans.
Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Top of the ninth inning. Brooklyn looking to add to a 6-1 lead. Our series continues tomorrow night. 6:05 first pitch, final 6 o'clock start of the series. Our coverage will get underway at 5:50 Eastern time. Yoander Suarez will make the start. 0-2, an ERA of 9. He'll go against the righty Juan Carella. 1-1, a 4.68 ERA. Mateo Gill at a grand slam his last time up. Made this a 6-1 ball game. And the first pitch from the side winding Danny Watson is taken outside for ball one. Gill 1-for-3 tonight. Has had a penchant for big home runs. His first game against Aberdeen in a scoreless game at the time. As Gill takes a called strike. And it's even at 1-1. Final line for Manny Rodriguez now official this evening. An inning and 2/3. No runs, 2 hits, 2 walks. He struck out 2. 36 pitches, 19 strikes. As Gill takes outside, it is 2-1. Brooklyn pitching has not allowed an earned run in 17 straight frames dating back to the start of yesterday. The 2-1 from Watson. Slider missing inside. And it's 3 balls and 1 strike. The set, the 3-1. And Gill takes outside for ball 4. So Mateo on base for the second time tonight. Mateo, another one of those guys on this Brooklyn roster that very rarely, if ever, have I seen him without a smile on his face. Always brings a positive attitude and demeanor to the ballpark that is very, very contagious. First pitch to Joe Swazi, another guy like that on this Brooklyn team, fouls it out of play to the right. It is 0-1, a very welcoming and kind group. The Cyclones in 2023, from the players to the coaches to the manager, all the way to the support staff. The 0-1 pitch, sweeping breaking ball misses outside, it's 1-1. And something that's certainly not lost on me, my partner Johnny Gadamowicz, and everyone that works with the Cyclones front office and game day staff. 1-1. Misses inside, another slider. It's 2-1. This is a tough job. This is a tough business to be in every role possible, from the field all the way up to the press box. 2-1. Swazi takes a strike on the outer half. It's 2-2. Always nice seeing his group of guys come together and create a great environment to develop and win it. 2-2. Swazi in the air towards the first base seats. It is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nice catch by a police officer. He's got the hat and everything. The sheriff coming up with a barehanded grab. And the old phrase of the Orioles public address announcer, get that guy a contract. Swazi, first base side, long run. Henson towards the seats, but that'll get about 3 or 4 rows back. As this time a fan whiffs on trying to make a catch on a play there. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, 6-1 Brooklyn trying to take back-to-back games from Hudson Valley after dropping the opener on Tuesday. The 2-2 pitch, and Swazi a fly ball to right. Back goes Sanchez, slowing down in front of the warning track, now in a few steps towards the line. And he'll make the catch for the first out of the ninth inning. Swazi just missed barreling that up and getting it out of the ballpark. 96 and a half miles an hour off the bat. One on, one out. Back to the top of the order, and Cesar Berbessi. Berbessi, one for three, has singled and walked tonight. First pitch, the lefty hitter, a 23-year-old from Venezuela. Takes inside and low. It is 1-0. Third baseman Cowles off the line and back. Shortstop Vargas shaded up the middle. And some Mets news coming through the wire as we speak. The 1-0. And Berbessi fouls it off. It is one ball and one strike. We had speculated about it for a little while now after he was signed by the Mets. But the Kraken is making its way to Queens as Berbessi cracks that one off towards the Cyclones clubhouse. They might have a souvenir waiting for them at the front door. It's 1-2. But according to Andy Martino of SNY, the Mets are going to select the contract of Gary Sanchez and will be formally added to the roster before tomorrow's series opener against Cleveland. Berbessi takes up and in. It's 2-2. Gary has had his fair share of struggles after an amazing start to his major league career in another city borough of the Bronx. Who knows? The 2-2 pitch as Berbessi laid on a fastball for strike three. Up and in at 89. And Cesar retired for the second out of the ninth inning. Second strikeout tonight for Watson. Here's Kevin Parada, 0 for 3 with a walk. Struck out his last time in the seventh against Cortijo. Okay, head to the bottom of the ninth. Hudson Valley will have Cal, Sanchez, and Santos. Parada, a high fly ball right center field. Curling to his left is Grant Richardson. He'll make the running grab to retire the side. Hit it well, 99 miles an hour of exit velo. But Richardson with the running play to end the inning. Brooklyn needs three more outs to close out a victory. They have a 6-1 lead. We move to the bottom of the ninth. You're listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hi, this is Trey McLaughlin from Shelton, Connecticut, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Move to the bottom of the ninth inning. Brooklyn holding on to a 6-1 lead over Hudson Valley. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town, and a look ahead to game four in this series tomorrow night. Ben Cowles will lead off against Wilkin Ramos in the bottom of the ninth. And the first pitch, fastball from Wilkin in at 93 for a strike. And the count is 0-1. Roddy deals. And Cowles takes high. It is 1-1. Ben 0-2 tonight. Has walked. Also struck out. Roddy fires. And Cowles takes down and away. It is 2-1. Ramos working from the first base side of the mound. Front leg a little bit further towards home than the back leg. As Cowles hits this one in the air, will land in the breezeway between the upper and lower seating bowls. Along the first baseline, it is two balls and two strikes. Aldenny Sanchez on deck. Luis Santos to follow the overhead wind, the 2-2. And a fastball up and in. It is three balls and two strikes. Brooklyn a 6-1 lead. Took last night's game 7-2. A wind, the 2-2 pitch outside. Actually, that was a 3-2 pitch outside for ball four. So Cowles works his second walk of the night. First free pass allowed by Ramos. And the Renegades have the leadoff man on in the ninth inning. Brings up Aldenny Sanchez, has yet to be retired tonight. A couple of singles and a walk. Brooklyn in gray, Hudson Valley in navy. Ramos ready now the pitch. And that one nearly hit Sanchez in the front left hip. It is 1-0. Now multiple sources reporting that Gary Sanchez heading to the big league level with the Mets as Osborne and Lugo out to talk with the right-hander Ramos. Sanchez had an OPS over 1,000. His first seven games with AAA Syracuse. Multi-time American League All-Star. A 1-0. Ramos hits the top of the zone, 93-mile-an-hour cheese. It is 1-1. All we can say is wish the best of luck. As this bounced off the plate, bounces behind the catcher Osborne, it's 1-2. Obviously, we'll spend a majority of his time as the backup catcher to Francisco Alvarez, or at least I hope that would be the case. A 1-2. Ground ball to second, could be two. Might not be hit hard enough. On his second for one. Lugo back to first, double play. Beautifully turned, Berbessi to Lugo to Swazi, and the Cyclones one out away from victory on this Thursday evening. Great jam shot off the hands of Sanchez, and beautifully and quickly dialed up by Berbessi, Lugo, and Swazi. Luis Santos 0 for 3 tonight, and Wilkins' first pitch fastball outside and high at 93. It's 1-0, especially the way Francisco Alvarez has been hitting as of late, the 1-0. And the slider, great break. Hits the outside half. It is 1-1. Wilkin working quickly. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And Santos takes a fastball at the letters for strike two. And the Cyclones are one strike away from victory. Base is empty. Two out, bottom of the ninth. The 1-2 pitch. Way outside with a slider. And the count evens at 2-2. Top of the lineup, Spencer Jones. Waiting on deck for the Renegades. Wilkin hides his eyes. The 2-2 pitch. High ball three. Well, there is a dog here on Dollar Dog Night. Here on Heritage Financial Park, the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos records the final four outs tonight for the Cyclones as they have taken two of the first three in this set against the division-leading Renegades as the Cyclones two in the first, four in the sixth, and run their way to their second straight five-run victory over Hudson Valley. Again, your final tally today, Brooklyn 6, Hudson Valley 1. Cyclones back to 7 games under 500 with the win. Hudson Valley drops to 8 games over with the loss, and we will wrap things up for you when we come back on the Cyclones Radio Network. Brooklyn, another winner. They've taken 2 of 3 to start this week-long set against the Yankees affiliate. Don't go anywhere. We'll put a bow on this broadcast and this night. When we come back, you're listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hey guys, here at Baikal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Baikal, you've always got a pal.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Great night here in Hudson Valley as the Cyclones behind great pitching by Cameron Foster. A two-double day from Alex Ramirez and a grand slam by Mateo Gil. The Cyclones knock off the Renegades tonight by a final of 6-1. Justin Rock back with you here from Heritage Financial Park with the win. Brooklyn improving it to 13-20. Hudson Valley with the loss, dropping it to 22-14. Let's take you through the game that was tonight here under the lights in Wappingers Falls. Cameron Foster made the start for Brooklyn against one of the Yankees' top 30 farm hands in Zach Messenger, and they greeted the former Virginia Cavalier rather rudely straight out of the gate. Cesar Berbessi started the game with a single, then stole second base after Kevin Parada walked. 2-2 was the count on one of the Mets' top prospects. That is Alex Ramirez. At this point, the 2-2 pitch. Ramirez, a line drive. That one's going to stay fair down the left field line, rolling all the way to the wall. Berbessi scores. Parada will stop at third. All the way to second with a TD Bank double is Alex Ramirez. 97.6 miles an hour off the bat. An RBI two-base hit for Rami. And the Cyclones have a 1-0 first inning lead. Fifth double, 18th RBI on the year for Ramirez. So Alex Ramirez with the RBI double gave the Cyclones a 1-0 advantage. After William Lucco struck out, runners at second and third still, Jalen Palmer hit a sacrifice fly to right. That scored Parada from third. Ramirez got caught in between second and third, was late on the tag to third base, was thrown out, and that brought an end to the top of the first inning. Remained a 2-0 Brooklyn lead until the bottom of the fifth. That's when Hudson Valley was able to get on the scoreboard. Ben Cowles led off the inning with a walk, moved to second on an infield base hit by Aldenys Sanchez. After Luis Santos hit an infield fly pop-up to second, Spencer Jones hit a double play ground ball to second base. They got the lead runner at second, but William Lugo's throw to first kicked to the right of Joe Swazi, tried to dive and stop it, could not. That allowed Cowles to score and Jones to move to second. And Hudson Valley was back within one at 2-1, but Cameron Foster got Alexander Vargas to fly out to right, would retire the side in order in the sixth. Foster, a career-high six innings, one unearned run, left in line for a Brooklyn victory. And it was in the top half of the sixth inning, Brooklyn was able to pull away for good and help create that win opportunity for Cameron Foster. Alex Ramirez led off the inning with a walk and then moved to second on a base hit up the middle by William Lugo. After Jalen Palmer struck out, Omar De Los Santos hit a ground ball to third that kicked off the glove of Ben Cowles. Everybody was safe on the E5. So bases loaded, one out. Hudson Valley makes a pitching change. Harold Cortijo comes on. Zach Messenger exits. He strikes out Drake Osborne on four pitches. Jumps ahead of Mateo Gil 0-1. And, well, the 22-year-old infielder wouldn't let him get another pitch by him. On the hill, the 0-1. And Gil, a high fly ball to left. Back goes Polensky to the warning track at the wall. And is it fair? Yes, it is! A grand slam home run for Mateo Gil. Kept it fair down the left field line, just to the right of the pole. A grand salami from Mateo, and Brooklyn has opened up a 6-1 sixth inning lead. 100.8 miles an hour off the bat, 368 feet. That grand slam by Mateo Gil is our Hal's Potato Chips play of the game. Hal's Potato Chips, New York made, Brooklyn born. Hal's Potato Chips, the official potato chip of the Brooklyn Cyclones. And from that point onward, Cameron Foster, as we mentioned, threw a 1-2-3 bottom of the sixth. Manny Rodriguez tossed a scoreless seventh, exited with two on and two out in the eighth inning. And in that frame, Wilkin Ramos came on, got the final out on two pitches. And then in the ninth inning, Ramos able to slam the door shut as the Cyclones take their second straight against the first-place Renegades by a final of 6-1. Winning pitcher tonight, the first win of his professional career. Congratulations to Cameron Foster. Six innings of one unearned run baseball. Four hits, three walks, five strikeouts. Brooklyn's pitching staff the last 2 days, 18 innings, three runs allowed, not a single one of them has been earned. So the ERA for the team continuing to plummet. Some outstanding pitching throughout the course of these last 2 days against a vaunted Renegade lineup. Zach Messenger, the loss. He drops to 0-2, gave up five runs, two earned on seven hits in five and a third innings, walked three, and struck out six. Final line score tonight, Brooklyn six runs, nine hits, two errors. They left five. Hudson Valley a run on six hits, two errors. They left eight. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 34 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,988 at Heritage Financial Park. Take a look at some out-of-town scores before we say our final goodbye tonight. Earlier today, Rome defeating Hickory, a morning game 4-3. Asheville defeating Greensboro 2-1. Everything else in the league still in progress. Top of the eighth, Jersey Shore, a 5-4 advantage at home against Wilmington. It is Aberdeen leading Winston-Salem 3-1 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Wilfred Varis, his fourth home run of the year for the Dash. And bottom seven in Greenville, the Drive and the Bowling Green Hot Rods are tied up at three aside. Mets affiliate scoreboard today, Big League Club, a 3-2 winner over the Rays earlier today. Pete Alonso is 16th home run of the year. Tyler McGill earning his fifth victory of the season, a pair of former Cyclones. Triple-A Syracuse, a 5-4 win on the road against the Norfolk Tides. Carlos Cortez, a two-hit, two-RBI game for the Syracuse Mets. Double-A Binghamton, Top of the ninth inning in New Hampshire. They lead the Fisher Cats. Blue Jays Farm Club 6-0. Matt Rudick, a three-run home run, his fifth of the year. He has four RBI tonight. Mike Vassell and Kyle Wilson have combined on 8 three-hit shutout innings so far this evening. And Single-A St. Lucie had their game suspended in the top of the third due to rain. They will pick that up tomorrow. That was a scoreless contest through the first two innings. Taking a look at Major League Baseball and their abbreviated schedule before we say goodbye tonight. In Major League Baseball today, we mentioned the Mets a winner earlier this afternoon against Tampa Bay. Orioles falling at home to the Angels 6-5. Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani home runs there. Marlins over the Nationals 5-3. Yuri Perez picks up his first Major League victory. Guardians a 3-1 winner in Chicago against the White Sox. Emmanuel Clase, his 15th save of the year. Yankees leading the Blue Jays 3-1 in the bottom of the seventh in Toronto. Aaron Judge, his 12th home run of the season. And they are in the top of the fourth in St. Louis. The Cardinals have jumped in front of the Dodgers 6-2. Wilson Contreras, a three-run homer, is fourth. Juan Yepes has gone deep, his second. Nolan Gorman, a home run for the Cardinals, is 11th. And Paul DeJong hit his sixth. A home run parade for the Cardinals so far tonight. Our series will continue here in Wappingers Falls tomorrow night. Our coverage gets on the air at 5:50 Eastern Time. It'll be the righty Yoander Suarez, 0-2, an ERA of 9. He'll go against the righty Juan Correa, 1-1, a 4.68 ERA. Both those arms top 30 prospects at one point in time in the Mets and Yankees system, continuing to work their way back into that top 30 list. But again, our coverage will get underway 5:50, 6:05 first pitch here from Wappingers Falls. That'll do it for us tonight as Brooklyn wins their second straight over the Renegades by a final of 6-1. For our entire ownership group with the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, our general manager, Kevin Mahoney, our assistant GM, Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters back at Maimonides Park on Coney Island, including my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from downstate New York, where the Cyclones topple the Renegades for the second straight day, this time by a final of 6-1. Hope you enjoy the rest of your Thursday night. Everybody, we'll talk to you on Friday evening. So long, everyone.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.